B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
Anthony and Ben Salem joins us on the Fanatic. Hey, Ant.
Yo, what's up, Mertitus, cuz?
What's up, buddy?
Good segue into the point on why I'm calling here. Something I took away from Pedro's interview the other day when they're doing the 09 thing. He was saying, you know, he's never played for a team that just got themselves ready. And it's like you're saying with, you know, Manuel and his philosophies, like, you don't need a bow to scream at these guys. You need a team to get themselves ready. You know, and like you said a couple minutes back, like, who's going to step up in the locker room? Who is? You had plenty of guys on, you know, really from 08 to 12, you had a locker room full of guys that could do it. Who is it on this team? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you had Dutch back in the day when Darren Dalton, he was a leader, outspoken.
Right. Let's go
guys,
back.
This stuff's not going to fly.
No doubt about it. And that's, you know, you can bet your mind about Gabe all you want, and the no pitching and the bullpen and, you know, the bats going cold, but it starts from the top down. It starts in that locker room. It's just, you know, I think the big picture with a lot of these calls is people are seeing it, man. It's not there.
You're dead right, man.
Yeah, this fan base knows how to spot that. We've seen it enough.
You're dead right. And look, you know, again, you could see it. There's a reason why people are, they're I think they're rendered ambivalent. If they're not incensed, they're kind of ambivalent. And the whole idea of this fake wild card kind of playoff run, I mean, they're a team that's, what are they, four games over 500? Five games over 500?
Yeah.
Do you tell me that's good? Well, seriously, I don't care what that makes them out of the wild card. That wild card is half bogus, all right? It's only in place to keep interest in for fans in more cities.
There's no doubt about it. You guys are right on with it. So
thanks, bro.
Let's put our attention to football. It's coming.
I like it.
Well, you don't have to wait long. It's tomorrow, Anthony. You all pumped up for the Eagles preseason? Would you play Wentz tomorrow?
You guys know the deal. It's the future. That's why we drafted these. I'm really excited for Sanders, Ortega, Whiteside. It's come in the last 2 years. Let's see what Sudfeld's got. We might need him. Hopefully not.
Yeah. That's one of those things you kind of look at and go, well, I'm kind of interested to see what this guy is, because if he has to come in like for like three games in the middle of the season because Wentz is dealing with something nagging or whatever, I need to know that this guy can keep the team afloat, not ruin all chances of keeping home field or whatever, you know.
Well, you meant to say, because we all automatically go to the doomsday, right? Doomsday is Carson's done for the year.
Yeah.
You know, they're oftentimes the guy's out for a game or two.
Yeah.
And you got to see that Sudfeld could come in and in a pinch can at least be a game manager.
Yeah. Well, the good news is
he's got weapons. He's got a running back.
Yep.
You know, he's got tight ends. He's got easy throws that he can make.
Look, we've said it almost ad nauseum. Like, you know, taking something out of this preseason game and making the assumption that all of a sudden that's going to determine success or failure of a certain player come the season. But I am really excited to watch Miles Sanders, because of all the reports that are coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, guys just saying, you can just see when some guys have it.
That's stylistic,
right? Yeah.
Like, that's stylistic. You want to just see. Listen, forget about whether it means anything, but a handoff to Miles Sanders in the first quarter of a week two preseason game, you know, you could see something make a guy miss.
Yep.
A little juke here and there. Like, you'll see something. You can take something away from that.
Yeah, you can see the I can't wait to see him hit the hole or catch a, you know, a screen pass and see what he can do with it. That's the guy that I got my crosshairs on tomorrow night that I'm most excited to watch. Let's go to Mike on the Cells on the Fanatic. What's up, Michael?
Hey, how you doing, guys? First time calling from Florida. We're driving up to see the game tomorrow. We cannot wait.
Dude, you're driving up from Florida for a preseason game?
Very cool, man.
Well, that's pretty much all we could afford. I mean, we got like 50-yard line, first row. Like, we're excited about it.
Who's all coming
really
up with you, Mike?
Carson does play. What's that?
Who's all coming up with you?
Just me and my wife. We're just coming up for a little vacation.
All right.
From Allentown originally.
How do you split the drive with your wife?
She's pretty much been doing the whole thing. It's been beautiful.
Oh, man.
You lucked out, man.
What, do you got a 12-pack in the car?
No. Not risking anything until we get to tailgating tomorrow.
All right.
Just making Jason.
I mean, you stop a lot of rest stops if you're doing that, you know?
Oh, man.
You gotta pull over. Every time you get to Jim Thorpe, you gotta go over to Wiz.
Come on, brother.
Well, he's got a DD.
What goes through your mind? I want to know what goes through your mind. What a great fan. He's driving up from Florida, fired up, and right away. What, he got a 12-pack?
Well, he's got a designated driver.
He's thinking about going to the bathroom 20 times. 30.
As Tony said, he's got a designated driver.
Well, the good thing for me is I might have a little bottle if something needs to, you know, happen there. But I had a question for you guys, if you wouldn't mind.
All right. Yeah, brother, go ahead, man.
Well, we're also, Jason, we're doing keto, so we're trying to cheat. And if you guys could recommend the best cheesesteak we could go and maybe the best Italian place we could try and do while we're here. That's not touristy. You know, we're trying to stay away from Pasangino's, but.
And you're the culinary master on this program. I certainly am not.
Yeah, there's a couple great spots that you can go get a steak. You go to Cosme's. You go to Angelo's, which is tremendous. Okay. Angelo's also has some of the best pizza you'll ever taste, too.
He's doing the keto, though.
Yeah, but you know what?
No, we're cheating on it, though.
Cheat day. That's good. Okay.
No, you got Angelo's sandwiches, like broccoli, the chicken cutlets. Like, it's ridiculous what this guy does for sandwiches and pizza. It's unbelievable.
Angelo's.
Yeah, that's a great spot.
Cosme's. Corpolis and get a tomato
Cosme's
pie.
Corpolis is amazing tomato pie made. You got an Italian restaurant. You can't go wrong. I mean, you go up to down Passaic Avenue, Lever 2. You go uptown. You got the Grand Cafe L'Aquila. You got Mr. Tony's Aroma on Pine Street, which is amazing. So
hope you had a
you
pen
got
there,
great
Mike.
Spot.
I'm making mental notes for sure.
Yeah, you'll have a great time. Just go crazy. You're coming up, so you can get off your diet and just go crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what I told her. So there's no way we're going to be in Philadelphia for 2-3 days and not have cheat on this diet. So,
well, it's good to shock the body on the keto every once in a while as well. That's actually true.
That's what I try to tell her. She's lost 100 pounds in a year, so she's doing great. So.
Wow.
I've lost 30 pounds in 2 months, so I'm probably going to gain it all back this week.
Wow.
Good for you, bro.
Mike, safe travels, man. Good on you for coming up for a preseason game. Enjoy the game, man.
All right. Thank you very much, guys. Go Birds.
Go Birds. How about that dedication? Originally from Allentown, and he's living down in Florida. So he's driving all the way up for a preseason game week number one. How about that dedication? The Philadelphia sports fan, like, you can take him out of the area, but you can't take the fandom out of him.
Oh, yeah.
And it's incredible what these people will do to go to games and see the team. I mean, it's a preseason game. That's a far haul for Eagles Cowboys. At the link, let alone Eagles Tennessee.
That's
week
cool,
one.
That's
great.
Awesome, man. Come up. Yeah, it's gonna a great make a time summer of it. Trip, man.
Yeah, make a time of it and come up and have some good food. Do the whole thing while he's here. Him and the wife, and he's got the wife driving. I wouldn't be able to let my wife drive because I couldn't relax. She hugs the right shoulder of the road a little tight for me. The mirror on the side of the car tends to take a beating from the brush.
Oh my God!
You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Yeah, that's why I don't like letting her drive. I'm a control freak. I got to be in control of the vehicle and the radio and the whole thing. Yeah, she can sit there and play the Words with Friends on the phone. And I'll put my earbuds in and I'm good. All right? 610-632-0975. I'm in rare form today, brother.
Yeah.
I'm delirious from waiting for football.
What comes into your mind? Sometimes what pops in your mind, because you don't have much of a filter. What's in your head comes right out.
I gotta replace my filter with an actual filter. No, you're right. But look, the first thing I think of, you got the designated driver for the ride, and you can enjoy the sights. You might as well have a couple pops on the ride. Yeah?
And it's funny because you're not even...
I'm not even a boozer.
No.
Yeah.
I am.
I never drink on a car ride anywhere because I got to go to the bathroom like every six... I have a grandmother bladder, so I'd have to pull over every 5 minutes. Going aside of the highway.
Yeah, it's funny, man.
Maybe Georgia.
At work.
Oh, at the bathroom every break.
Rhonda counts how many times you go.
Does she?
Yeah.
What, she got like a little clicker? Like calling balls and strikes? Click, you went again. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. Couple open lines. We're talking some Phillies today, and we've also...
Not really.
A little bit, but we're talking some Eagles and getting pumped up for tomorrow. And we got... a Detroit charter chapter member checking in for the United Nations of Eagles fans. Boy, people are hitting the Facebook page. You know, Al's here. You're on the Facebook page, right? Well, you're not on Facebook? Yeah. Oh, you got to get on the United Nations. Oh, you're a Carolina fan. That's why. 6106. Yeah. Yeah. He likes the Panthers, but how are they going to be this year?
Quarterback.
Yeah. Nah. You see the outfit he was wearing the other day? He's wearing like no shirt and a pair of overalls or something. I'll tell you, man. He does not have a mirror in that house, Ant.
I'm out on the quarter. Ever since he stared at that fumble,
he just watched it.
I'm out on him.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. We're coming to you live, Corpoli's Bakery and Deli in Norristown. And right here exclusively on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. Listen, there's another team we got to talk about because they have been on a roll, a summer long roll. Of course, the first place Union. That's right. Sometimes we talk a lot, you know, obviously we're football, hoops, and baseball and hockey. But on the pitch, we got a squad as well. Sometimes we forget the newer kids on the block. You know what? We're taking some ownership right here. Our bad because we're about to be 5-for-5. You been paying attention to Union this year? These guys have been playing out of their minds. First place since June. That's right. They've been in first place for over 2 months. They're young. They're fun. They're fast. They score. They're beasts. And Talladega Stadium is an incredible place to watch a match. Philly, it's time. You heard it here. 5-for-5. Go Union. And for tickets and all things Union, you can visit PhiladelphiaUnion.com.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Barrel accuracy.
Welcome back live at Corpoli's Bakery and Deli. As we hang out here, great people, man. We've got some great people. Yeah. See Tone's shirt?
That's awesome. It's the Eagles lettering at the top and the logo, but it's all made out of former Eagles names, player names.
Now, Dynamite.
I see Pete Retzlaff on there.
Seth Joyner.
Yeah.
This is cool, man.
McNabb's a little big.
It's a great shirt.
Shrank the font a little bit on McNabb, but Bednarik on the beak of the eagle.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
I see Jaws up there. Asante Samuel, John Runyon.
That's very
great,
cool.
Great shirt, man. Where'd you get that shirt?
His brother got it for him.
All right.
That's nice. All right.
That's a good shirt, man.
You wear it proudly, Tone.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Tony Buchanan from Norristown.
Mr. Buchanan from Norristown. Great.
Some great people, man. Seriously, some wonderful people that we have hung out today. That's the beauty of like hanging out here.
Well,
I love doing remotes because I like talking to all our people.
Not only that, but they're always looking for some excuse to come to Corpoli's.
That's right.
And get the great tomato pie and all the other culinary delights.
This tomato pie is ridiculous.
Yeah, look at him digging in, this kid.
It's unbelievable.
He went in there two hands. Boom. Oh, you flipped the piece over. That's Dad's piece. You break it, you bought it. 610-632-0975. It is a great place. The smells in here are fantastic.
Yeah. The tomato pie is ridiculous. It really is. It's ridiculous.
The guy dropped off. Remember yesterday you were looking for the top 100 pop culture list for NFL? This guy made a whole top 100 list and dropped it off.
This is awesome.
Now, he didn't go to Catholic school. I can tell by his penmanship, but
look at this.
Can you decipher what he wrote there?
Okay, so
you need an encoder ring.
Jim Brown in the movies.
Sure.
Joe Namath.
Well, he was in what was the famous movie Jim Brown was in? Was it the Dirty Dozen or one of those movies, like The Great Escape or something? I forget which one it was.
The Mean Joe Green Coke commercial. We talked about that. That's right. Yeah. That's a great one. Rosie Greer.
Mm.
Al's Karras. Here you go. Fred Dreyer. He has your
Hunter.
That's your series.
With Dee Dee McCall.
And Too Tall Jones in the boxing.
Yes.
Herschel Walker into MMA. Greg Hardy into MMA. There you go.
A lot of good ones on. How about Nordberg? OJ in the airplane movies.
Countless players on Entourage. All right.
That's good stuff. Wasn't Suggs on Entourage when he was on the knee scooter?
I don't.
For some reason, I think he was on a knee scooter.
Terrell Suggs?
I think so.
I don't remember that. I watched all those Entourages, too.
Yeah.
I remember Brady. I don't remember a lot of NFL guys.
Yeah, I think that Suggs was maybe on one. Or maybe that was Ballers. No, that was Ballers.
Yeah, it's Ballers.
Yeah, yeah. That's my bad. 610-632.
I don't know. I used to love that show. I watched the first two seasons.
Yep.
By the end of the second season, I was out. Yeah. I don't know why.
Writing fell off.
You know what? I don't know. It was just, I love The Rock.
Mm-hmm. I do too. He was good in that show.
He's likable in everything he does. My kids love The Rock. We always watch The Rock.
Well, they
movies.
Tried to do it like an Entourage type thing in a way where you had like the guy, the other agent that he worked with, the crazy guy, got like naked at the party and stuff like that.
Right, right, right.
And it was trying like too hard to be like the RE character.
Yeah.
Like they tried to do like almost do something Entourage-ish and it didn't work. It just didn't work because Entourage was great.
Is it still running?
But the new season's getting ready to come out.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's the fourth season, perhaps. You know, The Rock's got a new movie out, the Hobbs and Shaw movie or whatever it is. So, I mean, that guy just pumps out movies.
Yeah, well, he's the action hero.
Yeah.
But what's I didn't even know, Ballers is back again?
Yeah, I believe the new season's coming out maybe even this week, Anthony.
I don't know where, like, I don't know where
it makes sense to come
go,
out of training camp,
where
right?
you can go with it.
Yeah.
If they go to the Super Bowl, or they do anything like that. Again, I was out on it.
Let me see here. I know that
fifth season is scheduled to premiere on August 25th.
There you go.
Wow, the day after Fan Fest.
June is.
Yeah. All right.
June is coming up big.
Yeah, good job, Andrew. Way to work that Google. Let's get back to the phones and go to Ben in Detroit. Charter chapter member of the United Nations of Eagles fans, Ben, joins us. What's up, brother?
Boys, how you doing?
Hey, Ben.
Hey, anybody ever calling from Detroit yet?
We have some Michigan people. We have a Youper who's a friend of ours.
Yeah.
Oh,
no kidding.
Yeah, so it's good.
Well, I mean, I just wanted to call in. I hadn't heard anybody yet. You know, I'm all pretty late to the party, but.
No, you're not late, man. Come on. We love it.
I only listen to you guys during my lunch break, you know, and figured you guys, I heard you guys had open lines. I figured I'd call in and check in.
Now, have you, are you originally from here?
No, I'm from here.
So what made you fall in love with the Eagles?
Besides the Lions.
Oh god, yeah, the Lions. That did not help. But I mean, it's a long story, man. Mainly it's just McNabb. I grew up a big fan of his, you know.
What, like in the Syracuse
McNabb
days?
McNabb and now you can, what's that?
Were you a fan of McNabb at Syracuse?
No, I mean I was like 8 years old when he was first breaking out, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I'm watching him, you know, I'm like, man, this guy's awesome. But then, you know, I lived in an American League town. I wanted a National League ball club, so I'm Phillies. AI was badass, so, you know, Sixers, and fill in the blank with the Flyers, you know.
Wow. Oh,
so you're a 4-for-4 guy in Detroit?
Oh, you're damn right.
Wow. Dude,
you had some good teams. Like, the Pistons won a title not that long ago with Rip and Rasheed Wallace. And
Larry Brown.
Yeah. And the Red Wings have won a ton, and you're still a Flyer and Sixer fan.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Well, man. You fall down and hit
your head. Coming out there in a few weeks on the 18th for a Phillies game. But I bought that ticket, you know, a couple months ago. I'm starting to feel like it's a waste of money, but.
Nah, you come in. The ballpark's awesome. You'll love the ballpark.
All right. You know, I'm enjoy being there, but.
Yeah, you have a great time, man. That's good. I love all the people from out of town that have cleaved to our city. That's glad we're happy to have you.
Yeah, well, it's going to be nice. You know, and something on the Phillies really quick, man. I've been getting this Kapler all the time in the world, man. But this morning, I couldn't help but laugh when I heard barrel accuracy, man. What the hell is that? You guys ever heard that before?
Barrel accuracy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's so ridiculous. It really is.
I'm running out of patience with him, man. How many times he said the word resiliency, you know?
They played resilient in 15 innings and left 18 on base.
I can't
listen to the guy talking.
I know. He's giving out purple hearts. It's terrible. It's ridiculous.
I mean, whatever. Like you guys were just talking about, you know, we got the Sixers and Eagles to look forward to, so I'm not, you know, that sort of helps cope with the pain.
Amen, brother.
It dulls the sword, if you will, Ben, and it makes it not hurt as much.
Well, we appreciate checking in, man. Come on down and see us, man, when you get to town.
Oh, for sure, man. I'm going to try and make it out there if we end up hosting a playoff game, too, you know.
No doubt. Ben, I love it, man. Be good out there in Detroit, all right? Fly the flags.
All right, man. You got to take it easy.
There you go. A guy who, born and raised in Detroit.
You know what? You know what's been interesting is that we've seen a lot of people that have, it goes back to Sebastian in Montreal, who said, remember, earlier we were talking to him last week, and he said how much he loved Philadelphia.
It's the identity of the city that he attached to.
That there's a lot of people out there that we don't know that somehow chose us as their town.
Why do you think that is? What is it about us?
I think it's cool.
Because it's not New York, it's not D.C., right. So it's not overhyped.
Right, not New York, not L.A., Chicago.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. I think people look at Philadelphia and they think it's a cool town.
And they identify with it in some way, and the identity of the fans and the sports franchises brings them in. And
yes.
And I love it. At the end of his call, he said, we.
I think the city's blossoming. This is becoming this, you know, rebirth of this town. It's been going on, but it's actually like, it's going to be like our time. You watch as the Eagles and the Sixers, like, you know, because it comes with sports too. There's a lot of notoriety for the city itself.
Yeah, so it's an advertising campaign in a way.
It is. So the region will become cool. Like, even cool, I believe.
Like how?
Like, it'll be our time to shine.
Like how Cleveland
every,
all of a sudden.
Yeah, every city goes through a period where, like, they start to shine. Mm. It becomes, like, the cool city.
That's the in-vogue place to go.
Exactly.
And a lot of history here, great restaurants. It's a great place. See, it's a great place to live, too, because you can pick up and you can go down to the shore for the day. Like, you can get to the ocean for a day trip if you want, or you can go down and spend a week down there.
Mm-hmm.
So many, you have all the big city advantages. Plus, you can go to New York for a day, or, you know, and it's not an exorbitant trip, or same thing to D.C., to the nation's capital. That's why I love it living here. Let's go to South Philly and talk to Frank on the Fanatic. Hey, Frank.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Frank.
Hey, I have three quick points, and then I want to get to you guys if I might have a violation. I just want to get your input. I know probably no one talked about the Flyers today, but do you think they're improving from last year?
Yeah.
Okay.
How much, though? I have no idea. I really don't. I don't know the effect of the coaching staff. I don't know.
I like the veteran defenseman that they got. I think, you know, yeah, it definitely could help because, thank God they got rid of Andy McDonald because he was just—he's brutal. My quick Phillies point is: would you guys go after Holland, the pitcher that Arizona just released, the closer, in the Phillies?
No.
Okay. I was just wondering if you would go after.
They have enough garbage.
Okay. I mean, I didn't think. I just wanted to know if you thought he was better than what they had, or.
They already picked a couple of recycle bins.
No, that's what Klentak is good at. He's good at dumpster diving.
Yeah, not drafting and developing, apparently.
And my last point is, do you think it's a lock the Eagles beat Washington week one?
I do, yes.
Okay. And
as much as you say, there is a lock, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And my violation, I'm from the South Philly, you know, born and raised, but I'm a 3-for-4 guy. I'm sure you're going to say it's a violation.
Well, what's the one you're not?
Okay, so I'm a diehard Flyers fan, like you, Martinez, diehard Phillies, and diehard Sixers, not the Eagles.
Hmm. Who are you a fan of when it comes to football?
Sad to say, but the Redskins.
Oh, well, I'm sorry that you got to deal with being a fan of that dreck. Because that owner is a boob.
Yeah, he's been horrible. Well, when I was a kid, they put me in Eagles and Redskins stuff. My father, my mother, my mom's diehard Eagles, my dad's diehard Redskins from back in the sunny Jersey. Because my dad's dad is from D.C. area, and he was grew up as a Sonny Jurgensen fan, so my dad became a fan, and then he made me a fan, and my brother's an Eagles fan, and my mom. So it's like battle at my house, me and my dad versus my brother and mom.
Well, dude, I'll tell you what, you're like kind of at the end of the road here to be able to defect. Do you want to defect? Are you looking for asylum?
Are you looking at
defect? Yeah, sure.
So you just, boy, that was too easy.
Oh, man.
I mean, you got to go through a whole process. I mean, it's not like I'm just going to give you a badge after you've been a Redskin fan and, you know, RG3 jersey.
So you really, you want to defect?
Now,
what would you do to become an Eagle fan? Like, you know,
initiation.
Seriously, I used to do this before where we would ordain people, but seeing how you're heading into a Super Bowl type of season.
Yeah, you're coming in hot.
I mean,
you're going to have to do a lot of different things.
It's just hard. I mean, I don't know, man. They tried to get me, my mom and brother tried to get me to be Eagles fans. I don't know, man. I just can't
do
it.
Why now do you want to defect?
I don't know. I'm not
offering you asylum because waffling too much.
I don't think he doesn't want to defect.
Maybe just because I said it and he went along with it?
You want to remain a Redskins fan, correct? Is that right?
I mean, it's just hard because I can't leave my dad high and dry. You know what I mean?
Well, I respect that.
Well, he kind of left you high and dry and let you become a Redskins fan. Turnaround's fair play.
Yeah, but no, you can't. No, seriously, he can't become a Redskins fan. He can't become an Eagles fan now. No, you're out. You can't do that.
Yeah. You got too much stink on you.
Nah.
They made me a fan in the 90s. I was born in the 80s, and they made me a fan when they were, I first was born a little bit. I saw the Super Bowl in 91.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Stick to the Flyers.
Yeah, I love the Flyers. My favorite team. I just love them. Hate the Capitals. Love the Flyers. I'm going to be that caller that calls you guys up, that cowboy guy. I'm going to be the Redskins guy that calls up every now and then.
Can't wait for that.
Call 610-632-0976. All right? See you, brother. I don't need to hear. Redskins fans don't have a leg to stand on to give us a
bag. First of all, I don't think he kind of got the concept of defection.
Yeah.
Beyond that, you can't leave Washington now. You're at your lowest point. So you can't leave the Redskins and become an Eagles fan now.
And go to the team that's at maybe its highest point.
Right. That's the ultimate violation.
Yeah, you don't swap spots from the basement of the building to that penthouse.
We used to take applications. I mean, but the vetting process is brutal.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes
in. If you really want to be an Eagles fan now, after they won a Super Bowl, you didn't bleed. You might have to bleed to become an Eagle fan.
Well, you sound like a code red?
You might have to perform all kinds of tasks. Walk on glass, hot coals.
Well, I mean, should we offer that opportunity? Are you taking applications right now, or is the membership closed?
Well, again,
I got a lot of these cowboy rats floating around.
Listen, at this point, you can't jump on now. I don't know. I mean, if there's some other team, fan of another team, but it's got to, they almost have to be like a free agent type of thing.
So they got a shop?
Even that, I have a tough time. I don't know. I don't, after all those years without a Super Bowl, it's hard to take applications.
Yeah. You got to close the membership because now it's a great thing to be an Eagle fan.
Right.
He sat down there rooting for his Redskins and saying, hey, we got three Super Bowls. What do you got?
Right.
He's yelling that taunt at us. Now he's got Daniel Snyder pulling the strings, and it's a mess. Now he wants to come over and join the glory.
Yeah, I mean, you can't.
All right, put the rubber stamp on his application, denied.
Yeah, but I actually don't even think he cared about it.
All right. He should. How's a dad in South Philly let his kid become a Redskin fan when Eagle fan?
Listen. It's the weirdest thing in the world, the football thing. Because if you actually look at it, most everybody in the region likes the Phillies, the Sixers, or the Flyers. Right?
Yep.
Football's the only sport where you have different kind of fandom. Look, we got a buddy here who's a Carolina Panthers fan.
Are you from here, Al?
Yeah, he's out.
Born and raised here? What brought you to the Panthers? I mean, they're an expansion team. Man, Kerry Collins was their original. Yeah, come on.
No, but there's a lot of. But look, he goes down to games, Carolina games. There is, for some reason, it's weird. Like, I bet you, seriously, open it up. if you're a fan, if you're from here and a fan of another team, what is it?
What and, brought you to that team?
And the genesis of it.
It's usually a player or like a crazy uncle or something like that. You know, you got a set of bed sheets when you were small that your crazy uncle gave you with the Tennessee Titan logo on it. So now like, oh, Eddie George. Okay, I'm in.
Yes.
But you're right. And it's weird ones, too. It's teams like there'll be like a Lion fan out of the blue.
Right,
like
Buccaneers.
Why would you ever be a Detroit Lions fan?
Yes.
Like, what did the, other than Barry Sanders or like Mel Gray, why?
Right.
You know? Were you a big fan of Scott Mitchell?
I'm telling you, there's a lot of people with weird fandom.
Yeah.
Football fandom.
Yeah, I can see a team maybe like Green Bay because of the history. But even when we were kids, though, Green Bay wasn't any good. Until they got the Favre.
I'm telling you, you'll hear from them. They're bizarre. It's weird. Now, it's funny. One of our guys, Tom Kelly, listener, Tom says.
TK.
He goes, actually not that TK. He says, all applications frozen for 5 years. After five, they can be up for review. 3 for 4s have first dibs.
Okay.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, like we had, like that guy from Detroit couldn't try and become a Lions fan now because he's a 4 for 4 Philly guy living in Detroit. But a 3 for 4 goes to the front of the line because he has allegiance to the other three teams. So he's felt Philadelphia pain, but not necessarily the pain.
Right, but like the idea.
We're gonna do background
check.
But I
agree with the 5 year closed membership. You can't, otherwise it's bandwagon people. Yeah, Al, you would admit that. Because Al stays, he's a Panther fan.
Yeah.
So you're raising the kids right? Eagle fans.
Yeah. It's good parenting on display.
Son and daughter.
Yeah.
Die hard,
look at that.
What's your name? Ben.
Oh,
how old are you, Ben?
That just hearing Ben gets you in a lather.
11. You're 11? You're the man, Ben. I like it. You watch with Dad? You watch all the games with Dad, Ben? Yeah, you're the man.
He's got a shirt on that says, train like a beast.
He looks like a football player, too. He looks like your basketball man. Looks like a hockey guy.
There you go.
Look at that. Ben, you know, can you do an Eagles chant? Can you really? Josh me, man.
We'll let you work
come
up
here.
The courage. You want to work up the courage?
I want to do it right now.
All right. Come on.
Come on, man.
Train like a beast and give
let
us a...
Let me see if you can do a real Eagle chant. All right,
here you go.
Can you do it, buddy?
He's a little nervous. Go ahead, do it.
I think you got this, man.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Yeah, there you go, buddy.
Good job, Ben.
Go, Ben.
It is the Midday Show.
My man.
We're live at Corpolis Bakery and Deli, and we're here till 2 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I got to tell you about my friends at the Rothenberg Law Firm. Now, as sports radio hosts and fans, we always talk about our teams, how great they're doing. We talk about the players and, of course, their stats. And every sports fan knows how important stats are to measuring success and figuring out what's working. Well, when I saw the stats at the Rothenberg Law Firm, I was blown away. Yeah, I've known that Allen and his firm have been winning here in Philly for years, but it's even bigger than that. So listen to these stats. Did you know that they've been winning for injured people for nearly 50 years? And did you know that they've helped thousands and thousands of people with all kinds of injury cases? And did you know that they've won billions of dollars for their injured people? That's billions with a B. You don't have to be a manager of a team to know that these guys are winners. The stats say it all. So if you're injured and you want to win, you call the Rothenberg Law Firm. I know this to be true. They're not going to stop until they win for you. So here's the number to call. 1-800-624-8888. That's 1-800-624-8888. Or you can visit their website, injurylawyer.com. Again, the website, injurylawyer.com.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Because I can.
Hey, listen to this. This is interesting. Two thieves entered a mint in broad daylight and made off with 1,567 gold coins from the vault.
What?
All worth tens of millions.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Where was the mint?
I'll tell you in a minute.
That's the Franklin mint.
That's exactly what I was thinking about.
Who didn't go there on a class school trip growing up?
Right? exactly what I was thinking about.
The Franklin Institute, you hit them all.
The mint was a big deal. My Uncle Bob used to work at the mint.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was that was always a big deal, going to the mint.
Oh, that sounds like a movie, a little heist.
Yeah, in broad daylight.
They must have had a hell of a plan. Oh, my Belichick put that game plan together. Sheesh. Yeah, broad daylight, walk
definitely
in, walk out.
Definitely was not Gabe.
No. Ooh, I love a mint. can you imagine? Imagine him trying to pull the wool over. Not going to happen, Anthony.
By the way, it was in Mexico City.
Wow, that's gutsy.
The vault was reportedly left open. Now, you know, this is shady.
What, they leave the screen door?
This is shady. The brazen heist.
It's somebody on the inside, Ant.
The brazen heist is the latest development in a crime wave that has struck Mexico City in recent months.
Wow.
As the security situation deteriorates across the country. Wow.
Well, the security situation is not great when they leave the door open to the vault.
From CNN.
I mean, that door's open. What am I supposed to not take something out of the vault?
This is amazing. The Centenario coins.
Oh, the Centenario.
Trade. Wow, that's amazing. They trade for 31,500 pesos each. And it's a big deal. It's worth actually close to 5 million.
Wow, how do you even trade that? What do you put a Craigslist posting up or something?
Hey,
I got a Centenario.
Now, did you see Dave's shirt over here to our left here, Corpolis?
Yeah.
So it's a great one. Winning is for the birds. And on the back is the Philly special. Foles won, Brady nothing.
Because Brady dropped the pass. How about Brady selling his home up there? It's basically a one-year deal in his restructure. This might be it for Brady. Him and Giselle apparently are looking for a home in New Jersey.
Really?
That's one of the areas. Connecticut's an area they're shopping, and New Jersey.
Well, obviously she needs to be in New York.
Yeah.
And he's always in Manhattan.
And the one thing, they're selling their house on the market. I think it's listed at like $39 million. They're home up in, I guess, New England now. Hmm. Not a bad plot of land. I'm thinking about putting in a bid. Might be undercutting a little
Knock
bit.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah, 610-632-0975. Let's go to Levittown. Talk to Anthony. What's up, Ant?
Yo, guys. What's going on? How we doing today?
Good, Robin.
I'm glad you guys brought up this topic of conversation because I'm a diehard Steelers fan. Always have been. I'm Pittsburgh all around, you know, but obviously a huge Steelers fan.
And raised here, right, bro?
Yeah, raised in Philly. Family's from Pittsburgh. They grew up there and then they moved out here. So I was raised.
You basically became a Steelers fan in honor of your roots, of your family.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So. Everybody, Pirates, you know, Penguins, everything. So, I'm a big Philly supporter though. You know, being in this city, I'm engulfed in everything Philly, and I appreciate the fan base, especially because all my friends are, you know, for the most part are Philly fans. So, people are always like, why aren't you a Philly fan? I'm like, I'm not a Philly fan. I'm a Philly supporter because I support what this fan base is. I support what they are. You know, do I disagree with everything that the fan base always does? No. But I'm always going to support them. So, you know, if a friend has, you know, Eagles tickets and they ask me, I'm like, yo, find an Eagles fan first because I wouldn't want to take that from them. But if you can't find anybody, I would love to go support your Eagles. You know, so.
Well, you're part of the community, Ant.
Yeah, I am. And honestly, it's and I love being a part of this community because, first off, Pittsburgh sports radio is absolutely terrible.
Yeah,
so listening to you guys, I listen to you guys all day. And I relate a lot to Philly fans. I have that same attitude. I'm not a laid back guy like Pittsburgh fans are. And the best part about it was that in 2004, I moved to South Carolina for college and a bunch of guys in my dorm in my hall were from Pittsburgh and a bunch were from Philly and New Jersey. So we're all, you know, talking about sports and how we're going to watch this football season. So we're down on the strip down in Myrtle Beach trying to drive and find somewhere to watch it. What do you know? There's two bars. The one bar has a huge bright yellow Hummer out front with a Steelers thing on it. Huge Steelers bar. Right next to it, huge Birds Hummer right next to that.
Wow. Perfect.
I don't know if they're still there anymore, but it was like heaven for us. So when we had that lineup where it was like a Steelers 1 o'clock game, Eagles 4 o'clock game, man, we were there for 8 hours having a great time. So, you know, I've always related with you guys and stuff, and I'm never going to stray away from my Pittsburgh roots and my love for them because it's die hard.
Yeah, and you share it with your dad too, which is important.
Exactly. Yeah. So
that's good. And I appreciate the story, man. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
There he is. It's weird though because like he's a Pittsburgh three for three guy because they don't have a basketball team. I should have asked him if he was a Sixer fan first.
Yeah, but he's from here or he lives here. Grew up here, but he's honoring his family.
The thing is, though,
it's funny about being a sports fan, and really everything in life is what you really relate to.
Mm-hmm.
How much you connect with a place.
It didn't sound to me like he connects with Pittsburgh, though. It wasn't like a Yinzer. But he connects with this city.
Yeah, but he obviously connects with that region because of his family.
Yeah, but you know, it's a weird because like he's a pit. Like, does he, you know, want death and dishonor for the Flyers because that's a rival of the Penguins of a team?
Well,
it
sounds like he doesn't. But you get the idea of connecting with a certain region, right? Like,
yeah.
There's that idea of who you're going to connect with.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons I didn't connect with State College is because there was more Pittsburgh than it was Philly, and it drove me crazy.
Well, there's a lot of people that connect. Like, you know, again, we're talking all these people in the Legion of Eagle fans, the United Nations of Eagle fans. That connect with Philadelphia.
Yeah. That weren't born and raised here. Yeah. You're right. Marty in media is on the Fanatic. Hey, Marty.
Yo, guys. How you feeling today?
Good, Marty.
I love this topic because you are the Pope of Philly sports. And when you bring this up, you take us to church. But there was something that Jason said that just got to me when we were talking to that Washington guy. And he said, asylum. Now, by way of credentials, I'm a 5-for-5 guy. As a son of Ben, I think my suffering is well documented.
Yes.
So as part of the congregation here who can speak on this, I say please leave the applications open because there are people who are tired and poor and yearning to be free for Philadelphia sports. But when we consider asylum, when we consider that asylum, one, no rat Dallas fans, just as a general rule. But
right.
There are people. It's not that Washington fan's fault that Dan Snyder is such a flub.
And but let me ask you a question, because this is my great conundrum. How do you allow people in now after the Eagles won a Super Bowl, right? Like, I'm looking at this nice man right in front of me, right? He's probably about 60?
Well, 57.
57? You're around that neighborhood.
He's shot high. I love it.
Whatever. I mean, whatever. He's got a Philly.
You're looking day over 70, by the way.
He's got a Philly shirt on. Like, there's no doubt in my mind that my man didn't suffer with the Eagles for years and years and years. So that's why I'm hesitant to open up the borders for non-Eagle people.
Because it cheapens his pain.
Because now, you know, like, they never suffered like my man did.
No, I totally understand. But that's why the bar has to be that much higher, like you were talking about. Hot coals and walking on glass. I would make them go out to the Hall of Fame and perform supplication. I would make them burn some jerseys of some of their favorite players. Like, you name it. You set that bar high. They really, really want it. But you cannot close the borders now, especially for those franchises that like Washington. Oh,
with no hope.
Yeah,
the no-hope franchises. And as long as Dan Snyder owns the Redskins, that's going to be the case.
I like this. So we have to come up with the 10 tasks that they must perform.
Is a tattoo involved, perhaps? You have to permanent. Make it permanent, right? If you're going to do it, you can't in 5 years if the Eagles stink, then go free agency again and start colluding to another franchise.
I like the ceremonial burning.
Like a burning of the sage or something?
No, burning of your team's equipment, your jerseys, whatever they are.
So, yeah, you got to empty out your drawers. You got to get all the jerseys, the hats.
Whatever it is.
All of that stuff.
You got to burn it.
All right. And you got to almost like stand on a street corner and preach the gospel of the Eagle.
Yes.
All right.
Barefoot.
On blacktop.
Yeah, right on the corner. In July. On the street, on the corner.
Yeah. And you got like the Eagles Encyclopedia under your arm.
You gotta be on Broad and Wolf. You gotta be
outside the subway stop.
Barefoot.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. And we're broadcasting Corpoli's Bakery and Deli in Norristown today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.